Well, what's up, party people? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the social channels. It's Wednesday. The Packers will be back on the practice field later this afternoon. We are here now live on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, talking to you fine folks across Packers fandom worldwide, because that's what we do each and every Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., sometimes a little later, but we're always here, folks. Good to see everybody. In the comments, including Big B is here this morning, ladies and gentlemen. The GOAT is with us. Big B is here. Good morning. Good morning, Nicole, Michael. Good to see everybody. Tom, Dustin, David.
Hello.
No, Nebraska checking in. What's up, Nebraska? Good morning from New York City. Hope you're well. Carry the G. What's up, Corey Mansky? Good to see you, buddy. What up, Jay? How are you, man? Old-timer Dave, trivia regular up in this piece. Kyle, what's up, Nags? Are the Bears who we think they are? Look, I don't know who that guy's. I guess it depends on who you're asking, right? I know Bears fans are excited. I know they've watched their team come to life offensively the last three or four games. They've beaten up on some poor teams. There's no doubt about that. They did beat the Vikings. Who, you know, last time the Vikings were in Lambeau, they beat the Packers. So, transverse property. But I do think the Bears obviously have found something on offense. I do think the Packers defense is playing well enough that they should be able to mitigate a lot of what they are going to try and do. I think Dave Montgomery is the big key here. Obviously, Trubisky gets the headlines, but I think Montgomery is the real worry. Allen Robinson obviously is a huge talent. But we've got Jaire Alexander, and I feel pretty damn good about that matchup, especially with Trubisky being the one trying to get him the football. Why didn't we ever try to use Seth Roberts? Keith, they're like top three in scoring. Why would they mess that up? Why? What would Roberts have brought or bring that they don't already have? He is simply there as, in case of emergency, break glass. If they have a ton of injuries or something, they have a guy who has been in practices for weeks and weeks and weeks, who would be able to step in. It's just the same thing as like we saw with Ryan Grant last year. Oh, God. CR starting the day. The first super chat of the day. First super chat of the day is about my Chelsea fandom. Oh, my God. Diego Costa cut by Atletico. Poor one out. I would welcome him back to Chelsea in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. I love Diego Costa. We were talking yesterday about guys we love to hate, guys that when they're on the other team, you hate him, but when he's on your team, you love him. I love Diego Costa in blue. Love him. Guy is nasty down there. You talk about strength. You talk about power. You talk about a guy who will do anything to score. Man, bring him back. All about it. Holy pizza. I am livid at you. You said this team would be better with a worse record. Okay, so they're better with the same record, probably. Come on. It's all good. Tom, thanks for the super chat. Maybe too much Mandalorian, but we kept calling 28 Baby Lacey throughout the Titans game. Not fair to Dylan. Baby Lacey. That's good. I like it. I like it. That works. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for that super chat. Cody, thanks for the super chat. You, Banky, and Andy Herman over Grossi any day. Go, Pack, go.
Well, you know, you didn't. I don't know. I don't. What? Why? There's room for there's bandwidth on the internet for everybody. You know, don't need to pick one over the other. I mean, I thank you. Thank you very much for checking out Cheesehead TV and supporting us with a super chat. But, man, I love Tom. Tom's the man.
How are we going to stop Henry in the Super Bowl? Boy, I'm probably the same way they stopped Henry in Week 16. But I appreciate you getting out ahead of it. The way we've heard about Henry for months. Here, how foolish of me to think I'd be able to stop talking about Derrick Henry. Thank you for putting me back in my place. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. It's payday, so that means give my wife a reason to scold me, and that's given to Cheesehead TV. Worth it! Happy New Year's. What's up, Dustin? Happy New Year's to you as well. Speaking of New Year's, going to be a very busy time around LiveX this week. As we always do, we will be bringing the festivities in Times Square on New Year's Eve to the worldwide masses via our annual webcast. It's something Corey's worked on for like 17 years, I want to say. Maybe this is 18. LiveX itself has broadcasted for over a decade. Check out our broadcast Starts at 6 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night. Goes just after midnight, like 12:15 or so, right through the ball drop, obviously. It's very different this year. Obviously, very different kind of vibe and or setup. But, you know, one thing that remains constant, no matter what is going on in the world, is midnight will hit and a new year will start. And LiveX will be there for the entirety of the festivities in Times Square when it does. Happy New Year, everybody. Thoughts on Rogers talking Star Trek? Well, I didn't hear any Star Trek talk, but I did hear some Star Wars talk, and I did love his quote about episodes 4, 5, and 6 are very special to me. That's a perfect quote. That's a perfect quote because it doesn't denigrate any other aspect of the Star Wars universe. It just talks about the original trilogy being a special kind of set of movies. And I agree. Exactly. If you guys have ever listened to my Star Wars podcast with my daughter, you know the original trilogy. In fact, mostly just the first two movies mean a whole lot to me. So to hear that, I think that's perfectly stated. Nagler, I need trivia. It's coming. It's almost the off season. Don't wish it here so quickly, sir. Because the next time you see trivia, it will mean the football season is over. So relax, there, Big B. Oh, no. Oh, no, Robert. New fellow girl dad here. Wife is a Bears fan. How do we fairly make sure our daughter goes to the light side? There's no fair here, sir. This is Packers-Bears. You got to play dirty. This is a 100-year-old rivalry. There is no fair. There is no taking the high road here. You do whatever you have to do to make sure that kid cheers for the Packers. I don't. There's, yes, no. No, 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 no. Green and gold only. Andy, hey, from Newcastle, Nags. I've been confident all season, but always had doubts about Super Bowl potential due to incomplete games. But the Titans game on both sides of the ball from first to fourth has me convinced. Well, Andy, I'm glad they convinced you. I would just remind everybody that, you know, that there is very rare that teams play complete games at all in the NFL. Even Sunday night's game had its flaws. You know, even Super Bowl contenders and or eventual champions stumble along the way and have games mostly that are incomplete and have things to work on, etc. But yeah, they're playing their best football heading into the playoffs, which is exactly what you want. It's where you want them to be. Is it good Bears or bad teams they beat? Seems like it's not the same team we faced a couple weeks ago. Ciro, it's definitely not the same type of team. They have figured out a lot on offense. Now, that said, it is somewhat. They have been facing lesser teams, no doubt about it. But division foes, the old adage, you know, throw out the record book, that absolutely applies here. This will not be the beatdown we saw a couple, whatever, 6, 7 weeks ago. It will be a very different contest. That said, I still think the Packers can control this by getting up early. And I do think that's what will happen. Charlene is here. Good morning from New York City, Charlene. Here's $100 for Cheesehead TV to close out 2020. The Bears still suck and go Pack go. Charlene, you're one of the greatest Patreon members we have. I can't thank you enough. This is all too generous. Happy New Year. We'll see you on the watch party most definitely. Thank you, Charlene. David, Nags, please pinch me. Is the Packers defense really ranked 7th? Well, it depends on which rankings you're looking at. Some of those, yes. 7th. As Corey always points out, their ranking statistically is much better than the eye test and or the ulcers they give you during games would have you believe. You think Devin Funchess is kicking himself a bit? I get safety first. I would doubt it. You never really know. I mean, who knows with any of these guys who opted out this year. But I would tend to doubt it. It is about safety first. It's about family. And if you've got people who are high risk, I mean, it's not like anybody has, any team has not been touched by it, you know, and the Packers included. So I would doubt it. I would really tend to doubt it. But, you know, you'd have to ask him. First in what? Sucking Corey Banky. I like it. Who's Funchess? Daniel. Devin Funchess, wide receiver. They signed in the offseason. Then he opted out. Packers are 3-2 versus winning teams. Other NFC teams. Bears are 1-5. Saints 3-2, Seahawks 3-3, Bucks 1-5, Rams, Bucks 1-5. Am I reading? Oh, 3-3 Bucks. I get it. 1-5 Rams, 4-3 Jets loss. Cards 2-3. Our record silenced the doubters. There'll always be doubters. You know that. Thanks for answering. Oh, Robert, back on the girl dad thing. Though playing dirty would be the Bears thing to do. Oh, Robert. Oh, sir. No, you didn't live through the 80s. Go back and watch some Forrest Gregg games. My favorite ever is, who was it? Was it Mike Pryor? Somebody throwing Walter Payton into the bench after he'd already been well out of bounds. Man, those games got ugly. It was great. D is not as bad as the internet says. Agreed. Chad, thanks for the super chat. Sucks DeGuara got injured. He'd make this offense even more unpredictable slash fun to watch. I very much agree. I wish they could get Jace off of concussion protocol. I think he could kind of open some things up on some of those bootleg wheel route stuff that they were utilizing DeGuara with those early weeks. But I agree, DeGuara showed a lot of promise in that first game. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Question for Wisconsin fans as a UK fan. Does whether you view the Bears or Vikings as your main rival slash hatred depend on age, location, to border something else? Well, that's a good question. I think I'd have to throw that open to the gallery here. I know for me, I grew up really, really hating the Bears, especially because they were so good and they beat us all the time, especially around that 85 year when they were just unstoppable. But as I've grown older, it's definitely the Vikings, just because they're a plastic organization with no soul. And I respect the Bears and the history between the two franchises, but I'm sure it differs from, person to person and generation to generation. Brandy, the defense is as good or as bad as I say. Got it? That, Brandy, honestly, fair. Oh, Josh, is your favorite non-Packer player going this week? God, I hope not, but I think he is. Obviously, I'm talking about Hakeem Hicks, who is a major problem. Go, Pack, go. Bears still suck. Patrick, what's up from New York? Thank you for joining us across the pond. This rivalry doesn't seem that intense to the players. Steven, yeah, it's lost a bit of its luster, so to speak, over the years, although it's a little more contentious now than it used to be. Back when like Peanut was still playing and some of those, and Urlacher and what have you, those guys got really not chummy, but they respected each other and there wasn't a whole lot of bad blood. That's kind of started to creep back into it now though. We'll see. I think Sunday will be interesting with a lot on the lines, Bears fighting for their playoff lives. I think we could see a little something. But it's definitely not what it used to be. There's no doubt. I don't think that's ever coming back. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. We didn't draft a wide receiver. We are doomed. Fair. Brian, thanks for the super chat. Savage is getting lethal. Love to see it. Very much so. He's really come on in the sense of not taking false steps, trusting what he sees, letting his athleticism take over. It's just a joy to watch. And coupled with, obviously a lot of it is you're able to get pressure up front. Quarterbacks have to speed up their clock. That allows safeties to jump things. It's great. And to me, the biggest change has been he seems to be coming in a lot more under control when attempting to make tackles, say flying in run support, not so much kind of flailing at the ball carrier's legs rather than breaking down, coming to balance and actually driving through and making a tackle. That, to me, is a big, big difference, and you'll love to see it. Chris, thanks for the super chat. A plastic organization with no soul. I'm using that one all over North Dakota and Minnesota. It's true, man. I mean, come on. They got this billion-dollar bird-killing stadium. They stole their chant from a fucking soccer team. All they do is pay top dollar for quarterbacks that suck and or steal former players from the Packers. Like, they have no soul. They have no belief. They have no roots. They're just like, some Jersey real estate magnate's toy thing. He's just like, oh, I want to buy a football team. I have no connection to the area and or the NFL, but I want to buy a toy. So he bought the Vikings, and now they are a reflection of that fact. There is no soul in that organization whatsoever. Pius Fur, thanks for the super chat. Can we do Trubisky play QB? That is literally what you just typed. Can we do Trubisky play QB? I don't know what that means, but I suspect that yes, we can. I always go for the positive. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. I'm 32 and I effing hate the Vikings. Wife is from Minnesota. Their fans are soft. She's a Packers fan, but it's not like Wisconsin where my family is all from. I hate the Bears too, but differently.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a different kind of hatred. We hate them both. It's just quite different with the Bears. Like, there's a warm, fuzzy hatred with the Bears. You know, the Vikings? Fuck the Vikings. Good Lord.
Z proven to be a better signing than Mac would have been. Andrew, I think you're onto something there. There's no doubt about it. I think he's been more effective this year. You know, I know Bears fans always cry, well, he's all constantly double teamed. Hello, so is Z. So, yeah, I think sometimes the best deals you make are the ones you don't. You know, everyone was so upset when Gutekunst didn't pull the trigger and go all in, but then he turned around and signed Z. I am Preston, obviously, and I think they've been pretty damn good, all things considering, with that trade-off. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Can we take a minute to talk about Butler's greatness? I'm always down to talk about Leroy Butler's greatness, and the fact that he's not in the Hall is an absolute travesty and mockery. Look, everything we want to talk about when it comes to the safety position in the NFL today doesn't exist without Leroy Butler. He did it all first. He was the first guy to like actually cover like a corner at the safety position and then also rush the quarterback like a defensive end and almost as effectively, almost as physically. The guy, 20 sacks, 20 interceptions in a career, first pro to ever do it. The guy should have been in the Hall years ago. It's absolutely ridiculous. Leroy Butler is the absolute man. Oh, by the way, Leroy will be joining Corey and myself on Packer Transplants in a few weeks. So be sure to check that out. I think it's the 13th of January. So make sure you're locked and loaded and ready to go here on Cheesehead TV. We pity the Lions. Exactly. There's no hatred there. It's just, you just feel bad for the Lions and their fans. Good Lord. Do I think the general public will be allowed in Lambeau for a playoff game? Difficult to see. Always in motion, the future. I don't know. I doubt it. I hope so, though. Do I think Dylan's good game put the nail in Jamal's contract? Jason, not necessarily. In fact, you could argue that perhaps that allows them to let Aaron Jones walk and try and bring Jamal back on a cheaper deal. If Jamal wants to stick around. There's a lot of balls in the air right there. We'll see. In reference to Butler, fuck John Lynch. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I love watching the Vikings lose almost as much as watching the Packers win.
It's close, right? It's close. I hear you. What did you say? Jamal will never leave, pal.
Man, Big B, I apologize, buddy, of course. I forget this is Mark Murphy talking, so yeah, of course. How's the Gary pick look now? Not so much of a bust. Drew? Funny how that works, right? When you let it play out. God, you know, I really should start favoriting everybody on Twitter who like comes in my mentions and talks about people being busts like five games into their career or whatever.
Just gotta let it play out, man. People just gotta breathe a little bit.
It's kind of funny how that works. As an out-of-town fan, Cheesehead TV taught me to hate the Bears appropriately. Vikings hatred was fueled by the Favre signing. Andrew, we're here to serve, and we are absolutely nothing if we are not here to educate folks on how to hate the Bears. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Nagler, I think something special is brewing this year with this team. Green Bay all the way, and A.J. Dillon is a stud. Andy, definitely think something special is brewing. Got to love that feeling late in the year when everything's starting to coalesce and gel. And look, that feeling could all dissipate and fade away and fall apart on Sunday if they have a bad game against the Bears, so focus on Sunday. Go beat the Bears. Get ready for that number one seed because I can't wait. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Pour one out for Matt Stafford. Wasted career. Shame. It's not over yet. Could end up in another uniform next year for all we know. Maybe he goes and wins a ring someplace else. I do feel bad for him in Detroit, though. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Thank you to all our Patreon members who showed up last night for the happy hour. Tons of fun. Probably one of the biggest crowds we've had yet. It's always a good time. If you're interested in joining us on Patreon and supporting everything we do at Cheesehead TV, visit patreon.com/cheeseheadtv. If you can't support on Patreon, I totally get it. Please, though, hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.